Chapter 9, Mission Time 6147.08, Tango Zulu, DSS Argent, BBV 740, Mycenae CD6 Deflection Zone. It wasn't often only three people convened for a meeting in the Argent Executive Conference. To say the room positively radiated Jason Hunter's personality was a reckless understatement. This was the beating heart of the battleship's strategy trust. Now it contained four people who weren't part of the original cast, but were definitely the most famous stars in the first off-Broadway production. The battalion Marine quietly sealed the door. "Be seated," Commander Cochran O'Malley said quietly. Lieutenant Colonel Daria Komanoff, Staff Sergeant Roy Alexander, and Lieutenant Junior Grade Talia Izari took their places around the polished mahogany table. It was one of the very few pieces of handcrafted wooden furniture aboard, and it definitely made a statement. The size of the cabin alone was enough to remind its occupants they were aboard a ship of the line. Commander O'Malley took his place at the head of the table, even though he was somewhat self-conscious about casting himself in the position of the ship's captain. Hunter had left him in charge of Argent with some rather specific orders, so the XO reminded himself whatever he was doing, it was in furtherance of the captain's directives. "Colonel, you'll need to brief us first. We got the signal as expected." "With all due respect, Sergeant, we generally avoid doing classified briefings to enlisted personnel. But your position as a Special Forces Marine was taken into consideration before I obtained authorization to deliver the following information to Argent's command staff. I need to remind you all what you are about to hear and see is code word restricted. Do not share any of it with anyone without the captain's direct orders." The look on the intelligence chief's face caused the temperature to drop several degrees. Lieutenant Izari responded with a quiet, "Aye, ma'am." The lights dimmed, and a black and white photo of a man wearing a Space Merchant crew uniform appeared on the reactive crystal display behind Commander O'Malley's seat. "This is Alger Sill. His civilian cover is as an engineer in the Corps 3 Merchant Service. His other hobbies include influence peddling, trafficking, hired assassinations, and treason. He is one of six people we believe are working behind the scenes with Admiral Bartholomew James on a number of covert projects, none of which are sanctioned by Alliance governments or Skywatch regulations. The Admiral apparently has his own sources of income, mercenary combat forces, intelligence operatives, and a base somewhere at or near Dante's Twins, from which he has launched at least two attacks on Skywatch warships." The XO looked as if he had just been notified his own mother was part of a bank robbery gang. "Why?" "The Admiral has a number of grievances stemming from events that took place during the First Praetorian War. Some of my colleagues theorize he has built most of his career since using vengeance as fuel. When Colonel Atwell discovered the Ithys technologies in the Gitarn sector, James saw his opportunity to put a plan to provoke and then control another war into operation. He expects things to go his way, and up to now, the only thing that hasn't gone his way is your captain." "So that's why the anti-alarmist faction has been so opposed to Captain Hunter for so long," Alexander mused. "Precisely," Komanoff replied. "James has become a master of playing both ends against the middle. On the one hand, he is responsible for inciting and funding a great many incidents meant to enrage Alliance populations. Meanwhile, at home, he positions himself as the voice of reason. His motive, as I see it, is to wait for men of good character to reveal themselves by responding to the threat, then to denounce them in order to create confusion in the officer ranks and paralyze Alliance response." "How does our merchant marine friend here figure into all of this?" O'Malley asked. He already looked alternately exhausted and hopping mad. "Sill was found murdered 2 days ago," Komanoff replied. All the color drained from Lieutenant Isari's face. "My personal top operative has been surveilling him for almost 3 months. In that time, he made extensive use of a biometrically encrypted personal recording device we believe held all of the eyes-only information on Admiral James's extracurricular activities. That device was missing by the time my man got there. We also found evidence that Sill's DNA had been collected at the scene." "How did you establish that?" Alexander asked. "There was no blood remaining in his body," Komanoff replied. "We are attempting to locate the device and the person or persons responsible for the hit. But in the meantime, we have a serious problem, and the clock is ticking. Our mission out here, the XO offered. Kamanov nodded. Now that whatever they have been planning has been set in motion, we believe Argent was sent out here to isolate her for some kind of ambush. Hunter is the ultimate target, but your enemies know if his ship is attacked, he will show up to defend it. Your new technologies are also on the menu. Our guess is James figures Mycenae-SETI 6 is close enough to Imperial space. Argent can be reported to have provoked the Sarn, the Kraken, and our new friends on the surface all at once. Once we got Colonel Moody's emergency signal, we knew the Admiral's plans had been set in motion. Your landing party has likely been abandoned by whomever was masquerading as base personnel. The captain has a plan of his own, O'Malley replied. I'm not at liberty to go into the details, but our first action is scheduled to take place in about 20 minutes. You're not going to be able to assist them from orbit, Commander, Kamanov replied. But your captain isn't without a few rather impressive tools at his disposal. We only have a vague idea what they're up against on that planet, but if my directorate comes through, whoever or whatever does attack your captain is going to be in for a world of hurt. Directorate? Isari asked. Think of them as an outside government, outside Skywatch outfit with larger budgets and more powerful arsenals than both put together. The casual term is action team. They are operating on their own initiative, which means if the experimental weapon systems we left down there are going into battle, it's up to the Directorate to activate them. We've detected what appears to be some kind of subterranean structure beneath the Oka firebase. How does that figure into the plan? O'Malley asked. I'm under orders to wait until the captain's time window runs out. If I don't have new orders by then, I've been given leave to proceed against whomever or whatever is down there and might pose a threat to this ship or her crew. Your tactical station has been provided everything we know about the alien presence on M-SETI 6, Kamanov replied. To the best of my knowledge, the Alliance has never had formal contact with them. We have scattered data regarding their physiology and life functions. We know they are likely a nitrogen-based life form of some kind. Much larger than humans, but also slower. One or more of their bases may be underground. We simply haven't had time to perform a proper survey. Up to now, MCD6 has been the least interesting world in the system. It doesn't have the mineral resources of Planet 8, nor does it have the history and settlements of Planet 4. It's just kind of there, and things would have stayed that way if someone at Skywatch Command hadn't decided to drop a firebase on it. I would be extremely cautious about sending spacecraft through that atmospheric disruption layer. It's giving us readings that look very much like an ion storm. We haven't had time to rule out its potential effects on drive fields. Then we fly around it. One way or another, I will reinforce the Oka firebase. We can't leave the captain and his officers down there with no support. It's your call, Commander. I'm here to offer you what Skywatch Intelligence authorized and to keep you in the loop to the best extent possible regarding the Facility 51 arsenal. If you had to guess, Colonel, from where will enemy forces emerge first? The moment Imperial deep space probes locate your ship, the Sarn will send everything they can spare. Why are they so interested in us? Sergeant Alexander asked. Colonel Kamanov clasped her hands. She had to be delicate in order to prevent the obvious defensive reaction from Argent's crew. They didn't know what she knew, and that was the way the Colonel's superiors wanted it. Argent has become a cause celebre in the halls of both Sarn and Alliance governments. The engagement at the Fox Racer Gate in particular drew a great deal of attention from the Imperial High Command. Rumors circulated that the Zelo had been destroyed or worse, captured. Some believe Captain Hunter ordered his ship into a collision course against Gurgul, and that has several high-ranking Imperial officers still on edge. They think Jason is a wild card, possibly operating without orders or even against orders. If I had to guess, I would say their first instinct will be to panic. A ship like Argent only one system away would be roundly considered a provocative act at best and a deliberate threat at worst. That's one reason among many I personally believe we're out here. It's just another attempt by warmongers in our Admiralty to get a big enough fight started so they can conduct their operations without drawing official attention. Colonel, would you say that an operation on our part that draws such attention would be in the interests of avoiding a completely pointless and unnecessary war? O'Malley asked. I would. The problem is you'll have to find a way to make your point while remaining inside the boundaries set by your orders. You'll also have to do it without making it obvious you were advised about the possible involvement of Admiral James's operative. We don't believe he has any interest in the MCD system per se, but as hard as it is to admit it, we've been wrong before. And the world burner? If it is still in system, Kamanoff replied, my best guess is it is somewhere near MCD-4. Close enough for a long-range probe, Lieutenant Isari said, or a patrol sweep. We're going to find out what's out there before they locate us. In the meantime, I'm putting forces down on that planet, ion disruptions or not, O'Malley said. Sergeant, I want a team of 6 recon marines geared for orbital insertion and ready for action in 1 hour. Aye, sir, Alexander replied. Lieutenant, I want a set of 3 battle plans for deploying the Black Order to the MCD-6 surface to conduct hunter-killer operations against any hostile enemy. Same time limit as the sergeant. Aye, Isari said quietly. We know what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make sure we're the first to arrive and last to leave. Dismissed.